All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Friel with you, WISR 680 AM, and we are, in fact, joined on the line by former Butler Golden Tornado quarterback and Notre Dame quarterback, Terry Hanratty, who joins us on the phone line and from his home in Connecticut. Terry, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call and the follow-up, and let know everybody that I'm doing well and recovering from this crazy virus here. It's been a real whirlwind.
And I know a lot of people in the community, at least familiar with the idea that you had the COVID-19. But for those who don't know, Terry, this was a pretty serious illness you were dealing with.
It was, and it was really because I thought I was doing everything safe. You know, I would go to the grocery store with my own shopping bag. I would not touch the cart. I stayed 6 feet away from everybody, and you know, I sort of did the things you're supposed to do. Then you don't know what little handle you may have touched or someone sneezed, you know, 10 feet away and you got it. And, you know, it was just bizarre. And I went into my regular doctor here, and I get a B12 shot every 3 weeks. So I went in to get a shot and I got that. And I came home that night and I felt a little weird. You know, just a real different feeling in your body. And I think it couldn't be a reaction because I get this shot every 3 weeks. It's no big deal. And the next day I started feeling bad, and then I finally called the doctor. She set up an appointment to get a test. Then she got the medication, and you know, everything turned out positive. So I went into the hospital for 6 days. My temperature was up to 103 and change. My oxygen level was down to 85, so they had to pump some oxygen in me. So I was in the hospital for about 6 days. I came home. I've been in, you know, quarantine in my house for 2 weeks. Now I'm still to the point where I'm one more week of wearing a mask, even in the house around my family. So, you know, everything's on the upswing. I've lost. It's a great diet. I've lost a lot of weight I didn't need, but I would not recommend that to anybody. And it's just, you got to be safe. I mean, this is as safe as I was. I still got it, and it is everywhere. So you just really, really got to be cautious.
And you are semi-close to New York, correct?
We're 40 miles from Midtown Manhattan, correct.
And what has the outbreak been like in your community?
Oh, it's been awful. I mean, it's a small town of about 20,000. We have 21 people died.
Wow.
And, you know, a lot of people sick, and, you know, we had a lot of migration from New York. We're coming up for short-term rentals, you know, just to get out of the city and try to get away from everything. And once you start getting mass evacuations and people going every which way, they're taking a virus with them. So they're populating or polluting the new area. So you really got to be so cautious. You know, Connecticut is not a big populated state, but we still, you know, have real, you know, troubles here. And they say it's peaking, but you just never know. Mm-hmm. You just never know when you can get some kind of flare-up.
And what has your recovery to this disease been like? I mean, in terms of your recuperation, your physical strength, how are you feeling, and what's that recovery process like?
Well, to put it this way, I was in the hospital for 6 days. I lost about 16 pounds. You know, you're in a hospital bed for 6 days. You know, you're basically quarantined in the hospital, and the hospital was absolutely wonderful. From the doctors on down, they could not have been more caring. And it was just, you know, if you're going to be sick, it was a great experience. But you'd rather not be sick. But so they brought me home, and they had to bring me home in an ambulance. And, you know, I was going to be quarantined in my house in the back room in the master bedroom where they're, you know, you're sort of away from everybody. And they had to carry me up the steps, the EMTs, because I didn't have the strength to get up the steps. I could have maybe made two steps, and that was about it. And so, but they had to carry me up, put me in the back bedroom where the oxygen was already set up. And I started out with 4 liters of oxygen, you know, 24/7. Then I worked it down to 3, 2, 1. Then I've been off the oxygen for a good, you know, better than a week now. And my oxygen level is very high. It's like 98. So, you know, and I check it, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, and it's always up in the high 90s, so I'm in good shape that way.
What is the message from doctors to you about, you know, we've been hearing talk about people who are, you know, immune to this, but they don't know how long. What have doctors told you about really how you can move back into society here in the next few weeks?
Well, supposedly next Tuesday gets me off of my face mask at home. I mean, we still have to wear face masks outside when we're in an area. You know, if you're going into any kind of store or anything, you have to have a face mask on. And just like you said, they don't know. I mean, I'm going to be immune to it. My doctor said we don't know for how long. You know, so everybody's sort of going through this for the first time. So we're sort of feeling our way into it. That's why you have to be so cautious. I mean, I'm going to be immune, but am I immune for a week, a year, 5 years? Who knows? You know, mm-hmm. Nobody knows. So you sort of have to still be cautious. You don't want to get it again, or you don't want to pass it on to somebody. So you have to take that extra time to really make sure that it's out of your system. You know, most people would say that I should have been, you know, I was fine 2 weeks ago. But my doctor is very cautious, so she put me into this area where I'm wearing a face mask and not touching anything at home and, you know, staying 6 feet away from everybody in my family.
We're talking with former Butler resident Terry Hanratty, of course, football star as well, who is recovering from COVID-19. Terry, obviously, you're a sports fan, football guy. You know, there's been some, I don't want to say anxiety, but people are waiting to get back and watching live sports. You know, what's your, especially as someone that has experienced this illness now, what are your thoughts on just what sports mean to people, obviously, now that we've had it removed from our lives for whatever it's been, 4 or 5 weeks now? And what do you think sports will mean to people whenever it gets revved back up?
Well, I think it's going to be, especially when you've been through this whole process. You know, you're not going to see me rushing back to any restaurants, back to any ball games. You know, I think the people that have been through it are going to be a little more cautious about it. I think the people that didn't get it are going to, you know, go into those stadiums and root like crazy for their home team. But sports means so much to the public that I think we've got to get as much as we can, get back as fast as we can. But then again, there's that fine line. You know, if they say, well, you can go into a stadium, you know, put it on the air, but have no fans in the stands. Well, you got players that are going to be susceptible to getting this thing, and they're going to be, you know, banging on one another. Basketball guys are sweat on other, and it flies all over the place. I mean, you could have another, you know, bad situation. So I think it's a fine line. I think we have time to figure these things out. I think we learn more about this disease every day, and I think there's some brilliant people that are coming up with ways to get around this disease. Probably not the vaccine for another year, but they're going to have other kind of medications that are going to maybe buffer it and keep it, you know, controlled a little better. And you see some of the major cities where most of your professional teams are. You know, they're sort of going through it. I think New York's going to be the last place to do it because it's such a vertical city. Everybody lives 30 floors off the ground where you're going into these areas and the elevators where you're, you know, they're all 4x5 with all these buttons and everybody's pushing, everybody's sneezing and coughing. So it's going to be a long time, I think, before New York really gets back on track. But I think the rest of the cities throughout the country are going to, you know, get through it a little faster and maybe be able to come back to their stadiums a little quicker.
We're talking with Terry Hanratty, who is recovering from COVID-19. Terry, former professional athlete, I don't know how closely you've been following, you know, how some of these sports leagues are trying to get back into action. But just wanted to get your perspective as a former athlete, you know, Major League Baseball talking about potentially one of, you know, many ways to try to come back is operating just entirely out of the state of Arizona with players, you know, in a specific hotel, no family around for, you know, 3 to 4 months. As a professional athlete, would you want to go into a situation like that to get geared back up and playing sports, or would the lack of personal connection get to you in that regard?
Well, I don't think baseball can actually go to Arizona and play all their games and have all these, you know, these are all grown men who have families and children and wives, and they're going to keep them away from them for all that period of time. I think probably the best way to do it is just to go back to your city. And, you know, especially baseball, where there's very little contact from player to player, where you can maybe keep a little, you know, keep your face mask on, even in the dugout, and always keep that on, and just play your games without a crowd. I mean, that's not going to, you know, just so if people can watch it on TV at night, and just, you know, something live, I think that's going to really cushion the blow. I think it's going to hurt the profits a little bit because, you know, television's not going to want to pay for all that. You got to still pay people to come to the stadium and police this and police that. And so, I mean, there's going to be a little cost involved in this, but I think the best way to do, I think you can get baseball back pretty quick, but you just have to keep the fans out of it for a while, at least until, you know, the fall comes. And football, it's going to be a different breed. I don't know how they're going to do it because, you know, football, you got 60, 70, 80,000 people in the stadium, and I don't know how you're going to keep them out, but I think the networks really want to put it on the air. And the revenues are obviously going to be take a big hit this year, but it's better to have some revenue than none. And I think everybody maybe has to take a little hickey and, you know, maybe go around and just say, you know, you guys got to play, you got to play for, you know, 25% less. You know, everybody sort of takes the brunt of everything because this is something that nobody caused. You know, so nobody should be punished, but everybody's got to chip in a little bit and to try to get this thing back slowly.
Terry Hanratty with us here on WISR 680 AM. I mean, you obviously played in front of fan bases that are two of the most diehard in their respective sports, you know, Notre Dame college football, Pittsburgh Steelers professional football. What's your message to these fan bases? What's your message to people here in Butler who may be wary about this disease? What are you telling them to say, hey, this is pretty serious stuff?
Well, I think we really have to be, I think the more serious we are now, the quicker we're going to get these sports back and back to normal life, as normal as we possibly can at this particular time. So I think you keep your distance, keep your masks on, keep washing your hands, you know, and just stay away from everybody. And the sooner we get this stuff behind us now, you know, there's not a lot we can do now, but it's going to help in the near future. So I think that's what we really got to look for right now. Just be really diligent now. And we can get these things back quicker.
Will Notre Dame win a national championship in the next 5 years?
I think they're really geared to it. I think they have a lot of really good talent, and I think what they've really built up is the depth. You know, we've all in the last few years we've lost a lot of games because we cannot sustain an injury. Our front line is our front line, but now I think we've got a lot of guys we can rotate in there and get them a lot of playing experience. That's the key. I mean, you got a lot of sophomores and now even freshmen where you have to, when you build up a lead, you got to get these kids in there and get them game experience because nothing's more valuable than game experience. But I think they have a shot. I think they have the talent. I think the big key is the depth.
There seems to be an affinity for Notre Dame football in Western PA, and I even see it with my generation, and I think we're seeing a new wave, too, of athletes from this area head out to Notre Dame. I know there's a number here in Butler County who are on their way to go play Notre Dame football or Notre Dame athletics. Why do you think there's that special relationship from Western PA and Notre Dame? Why do people so closely associate themselves with Notre Dame football?
Well, I think, you know, Western PA was really a hotbed when I was coming out of school, and we had a lot of guys on the team from Western Pennsylvania. Then I think we went into I know Butler especially, you know, with the lack of the steel mills closing down, the coal mines closing down, and you know those kind of industries built and bred big tough kids, and big tough kids love to play football, and so now I think that it's gone to the other side. I think a lot of area in Western Pennsylvania has slacked off a little bit, or you know, lack of interest. More importantly, but I think it's now building up again because you know now high school football is becoming a lot bigger, and you know the towns were very small when I was growing up. Now we're all of a sudden, boom! You know, Pine Richland, and you got Mars, and you got Evan City, and you got all these small little towns back then, are you know really building themselves up. And I think, you know, you got a lot of Catholic environment there in Western Pennsylvania with, you know, a lot of Irish, Italian, and the German Catholics, you know, all these groups that can really relate to the Catholicism at Notre Dame and then the Catholic environment of it. And I think that we've done a good job of really recruiting not only athletes from throughout the country, but a student body that's basically international. So you're always going to have these big pockets throughout the country of where you have a lot of Notre Dame fans, and Western Pennsylvania is one of those where you're always going to have. I mean, the Notre Dame Club of Pittsburgh and surrounding areas is really huge. So, and they just sort of blend into society and pass it on to generation to generation. And then I think that's what Notre Dame has probably done best, and you know, to really expand, you know, their base from way back when, where it was just a Midwestern Catholic school, to now is an international Catholic school, and you know, a lot of people live everywhere who graduate from Notre Dame, and there are Notre Dame clubs everywhere. I mean, you can go to any city and you'll find one.
Kind of like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Pittsburgh Steelers bars everywhere.
Well, that's Pittsburgh Steelers are number one with bars throughout the country. I mean, there's if you want to watch a Steeler game in any city in the country, just sort of look up, you know, closest Steeler bar. You're going to find two or three in the area, and you go and you're going to have friendly fire no matter who you're playing.
He's Terry Hanratty. He is recovering from the coronavirus. We thank him for taking this time and wish you the best of luck, Terry. Thanks again.
Thank you, Tyler. Take care now.
You too. Tyler Friel in for Dave Malarkey alongside Tracy Morgan. You're listening to WISR 680 AM.